This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
Welcome back to Bobcat Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Harris, Miracle Robinson, Dean Garcia, rounding out the show for you on a Friday again. Nothing to do on this dreary, nasty day but tune right into KTSW. Listen to our beautiful voices breaking down all the NBA action for you. Again, Miracle refused to give us a prediction on that Spurs-Clippers Spurs-Clippers series. We're going to get it. We'll get it out of her next week. There's no doubt about that.
She does have red on and then gray, black, and white.
That's so like, she's torn. Just torn. All right, guys, let's run down the other matchups real quick before we get into some other stories. The last two in the West, Warriors taking on the Pelicans. How many games is it going to take the Warriors to beat them?
Four.
Sweet, yeah.
Maybe the Brow gets one.
That's what I'm thinking. I think it's game five, 4-1, Warriors.
So where do they take that game in, though?
Like game three in New Orleans.
Yeah, maybe.
Or game four in New Orleans when they're down 3-0.
Yeah, one of the two. I think Anthony Davis will drop like a 35-40 and, 22 game or something like that where he just slaughters them.
He'll get close to a quadruple-double.
Yeah. That's probably one of those games where Steph is on the bench or something like that.
Yeah, he's resting, or something like that.
I mean, real quick, did y'all see that 77 straight three-pointers made?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
That's ridiculous.
He's not human, guys. Keep telling you guys that.
Ridiculous. So Warriors.
He took all the talent from his brother.
He's good at insurance sales. Grizzlies, Trailblazers, who you got?
I think the Blazers take it. It'd be nice to see the Grizzlies do something, get out of the first round, but definitely think Blazers take it. Dame isn't going to let them go down. Aldridge isn't going to let them go down. They have a pretty solid team, too. So
I want to say the Grizzlies, but they've been struggling down the stretch.
Yeah.
No Mike Conley neither. That's going to hurt real bad.
Yeah, but you still got Zebo and Gasol.
True. I'm going to go Trailblazers in six, though. I think the series goes.
Yeah, I think they'll take it in six.
But going
to the Grizzlies seven.
Grizzlies seven. I like it. A little change up there. Good job, Dean.
We should be writing this down.
We probably should. I'll record it and cut it all up, and that way we can play it back when everybody's just completely wrong.
No, I said this. I predicted it.
We have a little button that says,
all right, let's move it on to the East. Hawks, Nets. Hawks getting that number one seed. Hawks, Nets. Who
Hawks
you got?
And five.
Hawks in like three.
I think the Nets will be able to take like one.
I agree with you on that one. I think the Hawks in five as well.
Can the Hawks just get like a bye?
They pretty much do.
Yeah, that's practice.
Yeah. Cavs, Celtics. Anyway, the Celtics steal one from LeBron.
They'll take. I think Celtics will be able to take two games.
Two games. Yeah. All right.
But I still say Cavs in six.
All right. Cavs in six. Dean?
Cavs in five.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cavs in five in that one as well. Bulls versus the Bucks. Miracle, you're wearing the shirt right now.
Bulls in five.
Dean?
Six.
Bulls in six. I'm going to go Bulls in six as well. I think the Bucks will surprise a little bit of something. They've got a couple of good young players on there.
They definitely do.
But the Bulls will advance.
Does Rose make it the whole playoffs?
No.
Nah, I doubt it. I don't feel like I don't mind.
I like Rose. Knock on wood, but
negative Nancy here. But ouch. Yeah.
You don't think he lasted the whole playoff series? That's like 20 games. That's it.
Oh, the series maybe.
No,
but
I mean the whole playoff like season.
Oh no, that's not. That's not.
Not
unless they're out in four games.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna get hurt.
I don't think he'll get hurt, but
retired.
I think it'll...
Or maybe, tightens up on him or something like that.
Well, I mean,
because we saw the same thing happen with Brandon Roy.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. If you miss a game, okay. But, I'm talking about, do you think he'll get hurt in the playoff season? Out for, the
50,
season?
I'm 50-50 on that.
Verdict's still out.
All right, and finally, Raptors versus the Wizards. Who you got here?
Whew, I think the Raptors will take it, but, I got to go home with my home team. I think I'll say Wizards in six.
All right.
I'll say Raptors in six because the Wizards have just been...
Yeah, they started off really hot, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, they were 1-2.
John
teams.
Wall's like, did I sign that contract for real?
Other contract talks, but...
I'll take... sorry, Miracle, I'll take Raptors in six on that one as well, sorry.
That's all right. Okay.
Finally, give me some early predictions for the finals. I'll give you two teams out of the West and two teams out of the East that might make it.
All right. Golden State, Houston. I think it'll come down to that. Which will be
fun. I like it a lot.
So we're saying the conference finals, pretty much.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily. Sometimes the seeding doesn't allow that to match up. But two teams you think might come out of the West versus two teams that come out of the East.
So I'm going Warriors and Rockets, and then on the East, Cavs and I don't know if the Hawks quite have it in them. So.
I do. I'm going Warriors and I have to say the Rockets, and then I'll go with Hawks, Cavs, because, I mean, the Hawks, they proved over 82-game season. It's not like it's a fluke, they ran away with it. They were, 10-game lead, with the Warriors. So, I think it's Hawks, Warriors, or Hawks, Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals.
True. I'm the realist. You know, I'm a diehard Rockets fan, but I'm going Warriors, Spurs, and Cavs, Hawks in the East as well. I'm predicting a Warriors, Cavs final in that one. I think that'd be a pretty good matchup.
So if both teams win, if the Rockets and Spurs win, do they play each other next round?
No, I don't think so. I think whoever wins the Spurs Clippers matchup will play the winner of the Hawks or the Warriors.
And then the Rockets will play the Grizzlies or Blazers.
Yeah.
So right. I think.
And that's setting up to be like a Warriors, Spurs, Blazers.
Would you say
Rockets? Ouch.
Would you say the Rockets have the easiest road possibly
to the
conference finals?
I think so.
I say yes, but for them, the Trailblazers just always maul them. So I don't know. We'll have to see.
If you're a Rockets fan, would you rather face the Grizzlies or the Blazers?
I don't want to play the Blazers again. I saw what happened last year. I'd rather play the Grizzlies.
He's right now.
Guys, we've got just a real quick rundown. So Russell Westbrook wins the NBA scoring title. Does he stay in Oklahoma City?
Nope.
Absolutely. Where's he going, Miracle?
L.A.
That's right.
Which
L.A.?
Lake Show.
Lake Show. Him and Caleb about to get it done at the Lake Show. Tom Brady bounces the first pitch at Fenway Park. That's ridiculous. You're an NFL quarterback. And
on
you can't,
his 15th year anniversary.
Yeah, you
Come
can't,
on.
You can't get a ball across the plate. Like,
you are like a stud quarterback.
I can't pitch intramural softball very well at all, but I feel like I could throw at least hit the glove of the catcher.
I can throw a baseball 60 feet.
All right. Challenge to Tom Brady.
He can throw a football, 50 yards. Yeah. He can throw a baseball 60 feet.
Let's see what else we got here. Derek Jeter says he does not miss baseball whatsoever. Do you believe him?
He's lying.
Yeah, I think he's lying too.
Captain is lying. Lying through his teeth.
I think he misses the free time.
Yeah. I think he misses the game, not necessarily having to have that pressure of the game.
Like maybe if all 162 games were at home, he wouldn't mind. But
yeah. He can come back and play them. Carmelo says he sometimes second guesses his choice to stay in New York City with the Knicks.
Sometimes in his mind means all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that was a bad choice to take that money. He could have been down in H-Town, bro, playing with the
Rockets. I don't want him in
H-Town. Could have been in L.A. Could have been in Chicago. He could have been anywhere but
Chicago would have been nice. I don't care
where he would have gone. I would have been there.
I didn't want him in Houston.
Yeah. I
didn't want him.
I would have taken
him. You
think
that him and Harden would work out?
No.
Well, a whole lot. It'd be like the Mavs of the 90s, just a whole lot of points and nothing else going on.
Well, you're right about that.
They wouldn't have crossed half court. It would have been 2-on-5. Like Terrence Jones, like Joey Dorsey back there.
True.
Look at the Nuggets back in the day. Melo AI.
That's true. Finally, super stud Chris Bryant coming up for the Chicago Cubs. How good can this kid be? Is he the next, quote-unquote, Babe Ruth, King Griffey Jr.?
Cubs winning the World Series.
Oh, there it is. That's what I take, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to hear first on KTSW.
And like that, we're going to end the show because nothing else will top that, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Bobcat Radio on Friday. For Dean Garcia, Miracle Robinson, I'm Jason Harris. I want to thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.